T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A 3-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least 3 times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs' inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I feel like I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
13th play of the drive. Brady, play fake, looking for Fournette. Going to flip it to him over the shoulder, and he caught it. Did he get 2 feet down? Yes, it scored a touchdown. Brady from under center with Fournette, the lone setback. Bunch look here to the right with Cam Brate, the tight end. Brady going to roll back out, flip it for Brate, and he holds on through the catch. And the coverage of Deion Jones for the touchdown. In the gun. Takes a snap. Looking left. Sets. Back across. Gronk the catch. 10-5. Touchdown Tampa. Gronkowski comes back across. Makes the catch, and there's nobody there.
Bryce gets the snap. Looks. Waits. Wide open across the middle. Accelerating. Here comes the defender. They're not going to get there. Jamison Williams. Touchdown Alabama. 67 yards.
Now they check Davis out of the backfield. Ryan up in the pocket to the left. Going to zip it. Caught Gage in stride. Russell fumbled the football. As he crossed the 40-yard line, it got stripped out of there. It got knocked away. The Pierre Desir out of Lindenwood knocked it away, and Carlton Davis picks up the fumble. Hand gesture out to his left to one of those receivers. He'll throw for Gronk in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Tampa against Eric Harris.
Bryce has tons of time. Steps back, looks long, throws. Jamison Williams behind the defense. He's got it. Touchdown Alabama.
And Ryan going to throw into the end zone. Some are very concerned. Ryan looks back up, throws end zone, drop on the final play of the game. Gage went underneath the crossbar to try and pull it in.
That is the end of the game.
And the game ends.
Stetson Bennett will audible, clap his hands, gets the snap. He looks and throws, intercepted Alabama. Intercepted Jordan Battle. Down the left side, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Alabama.
Tom Brady has an incredible record against the Falcons. I think it's 9-0 or 10-0. Is that something, is that a fluky thing? Is there something that you can...
No, he's just been on a better team for a long time.
You guys gave us a lot of really positive rat poison. The rat poison that you usually give us is usually fatal. But the rat poison that you put out there this week was yummy.
Yeah, no laughing matter amongst people here in town, that's for sure, and in the North Georgia area. Morning show with John and Hugh on a Falcons Monday, Alabama Radio Network, 92 on the game. Yeah, that we get pretty much sucked. Hugh Douglas, what's up?
Good morning, John Fricke. Good morning, Atlanta. I know this ain't a great way to start the week for a lot of people. A lot of Georgia fans are, we're doing wellness checks on them. Because you talk about, like going into the weekend, John, we went from feeling good. Like there's still a lot in front of you, but the way they got handled this weekend, man, a lot of Georgia fans are like, man, I don't know. And then, like There's a lot of people questioning whether or not you could beat Michigan. I'm not one of them. I think that Michigan doesn't have enough firepower, but boy, just talking to like just being at the tailgate yesterday, the Wave 4 tailgate and everything, man, people feel like Michigan got it. Hey, Michigan is sitting in the catbird seat right now with the way that Georgia got handled this weekend.
Well, yeah, you know, there is quite a bit of time. The one thing that's true about the playoff is we have 25 days until the next game. So that's a long time off. And it's hard to tell when you get that much downtime.
Yeah, then you get George Pickens is going to be healthier.
Yeah, yep, everybody's going to be fine.
And hopefully, yeah. Like, by that time, JT Daniels will be up to speed.
Yeah,
well, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Abe.
You have to help me with this. I just don't.
There's a lot to unpack, John, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of things are going to go bad a lot of times for teams in this town when you're playing Tom Brady and you're playing Alabama. Because Nick Saban and Tom Brady just sort of, obviously, Nick Saban owns Georgia and Tom Brady owns the Falcons. We get it, all right? But at the same time, Hugh, this thing about JT, I don't understand what's going on. I really don't. Somebody has to help me with this.
What do you mean?
I don't. Why is he not playing?
Well, this is the thing, John. Because when we were texting back and forth the other day, I asked a question. I think it was in the second quarter when I said, "When do you put JT in?" This is the thing: Stetson Bennett didn't do anything to hurt your team. Realistically, he didn't. But he didn't do anything to help you either. He didn't like when you look at what Bryce Young was able to do and what he did to keep his team in that game, and you look at what Stetson Bennett did, it was totally different. It was totally different. And you know what? I even got to thinking back when that caller called in last weekend, you know, was like a little bit perturbed with me when I was talking about, you know, asking the question about Stetson Bennett and his ability to win games for you. He was like, well, he scored 4 touchdowns. Like, not saying that the stage was too big for him, because I don't think that was the case, but you saw Saturday how big a difference that position will make if you have that type of player back there. Because going into that game, John, there were questions about, you know, like the Heisman was up in the air. After that game, there was no doubt on it in anybody's mind who was winning the Heisman. Because he had, you know, they were talking about Heisman moments. He had a Heisman highlight reel this weekend. Bryce Young did. Bryce Young had a Heisman highlight reel.
No, you're absolutely right.
What it was.
Right, no, I totally agree. And there is, we talked about, you know, Clemsoning with Clemson, and they had to kind of get over that hurdle. This is, you know, bulldogging here. I mean, Kirby Smart can't get out of his own way. Kirby Smart's got all the talent around him in the world to be able to win national titles. He should have won one, you know, 3 years ago, should have won one, should win it this year, frankly. But he can't get out of his – it's the one position he cannot wrap his brain around when you have Nick Saban out there and he takes, you know, Tua and Jalen and Mac Jones and Bryce Young and turns them into whatever they turn into in terms of winning college national titles and winning Heismans and being, you know, effective NFL quarterbacks. And you get 5 stars in here that you park on the bench, whether it was Jacob Eason or Justin Fields or now JT Dent, and you park them and you don't play them. And
well,
it makes no sense.
That's revisionist history.
But that's his history.
And to be honest, John, I don't know. Like, this is the thing. How much better would the game have went if JT Daniels would have been out there? I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
I don't know. Because when you look at the plays, man, listen, Bryce Young was on another level. He was on another level Saturday. And he balled out. That's the thing. Alabama had a great game plan. They did a great job of keeping those defenders on the field. But outside of that, John, they just got, like, they got manhandled. Like, up front, Georgia got manhandled. To a man. Like, outside of the scheme, there were plays where you saw guys just get locked out. Like, they're like, one-on-ones. Like, Jordan Davis was getting double-teamed. And even with that, John, Jordan quit a couple times. Like, he quit. He was out there on the field, and he quit. He quit. Like, he was tired. You know, and I hate to say that about the young man, because I thought he's a hell of a player. But he was out there tired. Man, they were tired. You could tell that they were in a fight that they were not prepared for because they had been kicking everybody's ass all year. So when they got into a fight where they had another heavyweight champion with them and they had to go toe-to-toe, you saw who had the better conditioning. Because that defense, John, they had their moments. Now, they didn't play bad the whole game. I'm not saying that, because they had their moments where they stepped up and they gave the offense the opportunity to make plays, and they didn't make plays. But early on, oh, man, they were getting pushed around. They got pushed around.
Oh, they got shoved around. I know both teams did. To the Falcons' point here, everything that, you know, the Falcons are was exposed yesterday. And we'll just touch on that for a minute. No blocking, no pass rush, fumbled five times. You know, I mean, everything. You basically gave the game away. You had any chance you had to win in that game. You know, Hugh, again, we see what the warts are, and they're exposed in a game against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Flat out exposed. I mean, yes.
I tell you what, for the most part, you got what you needed to potentially win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, you were like 3 points away from taking the lead or tying the game up, I should say. Your receiver, listen, Russell Gage came to play. I guess he must have been listening to us talk about the fact that he has been pedestrian in the last couple of weeks, and he gave you 130 yards. They ran the ball really well collectively for over 100 yards. Those were two things in the Wave Forward tailgate show that we were talking about that they needed to do in order to have a chance, and they did it. They had a chance. Just didn't get the job done. Gronk's a monster, man, like for real. He's old, big, and fast, like for real. And he was a problem. He was a problem yesterday.
No, he was a problem. And then there's the problem of the line play. Again, no pass rush.
A pass rush out there, but it was on the other squad.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the Falcons, yeah.
Other squad had the pass rush.
Tom Brady could stay back there all day, sort of like Bryce Young. I mean, no pass rush. I mean, Georgia couldn't generate a pass rush against an Alabama offensive line that was a sieve. And we got pushed around by Texas A&M and Auburn and everybody else. They made the adjustments. They got, you know, look, Kirby got out-coached. He got flat out out-coached.
But John,
and won't get out of his own way sometimes. And this is that way
we're talking about. That's a fair assessment. But John, that salty defense, like they were, like I said, they weren't the whole story. But you watch, like you could pick out, like that you could pick out a couple times where they just flat out quit. Like they just flat out quit. They letting people run free in the secondary. Like they got exposed a little bit. They got exposed.
We have a lot to talk to you about this in college football and the playoff that's ahead. Alabama, Cincinnati, New Year's Eve in Arlington, Texas, 3:30. That's the early game. Late game will be Georgia, Michigan, 7:30 kick in Miami. First time Georgia and Michigan have met since 1965. We got plenty of time, 25 days, to break that game down. Also, congrats to Georgia State off to the Gump, to the Camellia Bowl against Ball State. Tough loss for Kennesaw in the playoffs. They were up and kind of blew that game at East Tennessee. So we got a lot to get into. The MASH is next on a Falcons Monday. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to take your calls. You're going to tell us, too, a couple of questions that we have about the Georgia Dogs going to this playoff with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
Crazy. Get up. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Monday morning mashup, Oren Romain. Sorry about the weekend, but you know what? You still got a chance to win it all.
He's a diehard Georgia fan. This ain't deterred him. He ain't deterred.
You get it right here. Oren?
I guess I'm not deterred. Is that the right way of saying it?
He perturbed, but he ain't deterred.
Perturbed, yes. It just was frustrating. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm about to cry a little bit.
No, I had to adjust the headset here.
Sure.
We have two different microphone controls in here. Yeah. Abe can attest there's no emotion in here right now. That's coming out of my eyes. You watch that game, man, and I said something to Abe this morning, and we were exchanging texts on Saturday night, too, and I didn't want what I said to John Fricke at one point to come off as snippy.
But it was.
But he sent a text, and he goes, would Nick Saban ever make a decision to pull a quarterback? Basically, would Saban pull a quarterback out of a game if he was sucking? And I kind of, matter-of-factly was like, yeah, he's done it twice before to Georgia. So there's, Nick is not afraid to make that decision. And I thought about that. And I want to elaborate on that further. You mentioned this weekend that the Falcons lost to Tom Brady. Georgia lost to Nick Saban. Those guys are the GOATs, if you will, of their profession. And the reason they are the GOATs is because in those moments, there is no indecision when those moments of doubt creep up in everybody else's mind. Saban's the guy who's not afraid to call an onside kick in a national championship game because he knows he needs to sell a possession. He's the guy who's not afraid to remove a quarterback at halftime and put in a true freshman because he knows at that point that's the spark his team needs to get over the hump. Like, that's what the greats do. In those moments when they need to be great, they need to do something that no one else would do, from the Jordans to just anybody, just anyone who is recognized as a GOAT in their profession in the sports world. In those moments when they need to make that call, there is no hesitation whatsoever. They do it. And Saturday was a moment where I don't know if the moment got a little bit too big for Kirby, but you had a chance at that point you had to do something. You had to do something. Like,
see, and that's the thing. That's the thing, or not to cut you off, that's going to kill everybody. It's the what if.
Yeah. You're asking yourself what if.
Because now you're like I said, I joked about how they're going to got 25 days to get Stetson, JT Daniels ready. You probably got to ride with Stetson.
By not taking Stetson out of that game,
you got to ride
further entrenched him in that quarterback position where, what does he have to do now in the midst of a game to be removed from that quarterback position? Like, what does he have to do now? What does the other team have to do to put up points-wise to make Kirby uncomfortable enough where he has to make that decision to remove his quarterback? And I don't think there's an answer for that right now. I said something to Abe this morning, and I'm going to stand by this. Nick Saban right now is not the Nick Saban from 10 years ago.
Nick Saban.
He's an updated version. He's Saban 2.0. Kirby, unfortunately, is running on that old Nick Saban software where
That's a really good way to put it. You know what? That's a really good way to put it. I like that.
He's ingrained in that we're gonna do this the old fashioned, and I say old fashioned way, but you know, hard-nosed defense, we're gonna run the football, and if we win a football game, a playoff football game, scoring less than 30 points, then that's good for us. When in reality, you look at the quarterbacks that have played in the playoff, and how many of those guys have been top 10 picks, and the offenses that have been in those playoffs, like, you got to score points, man. Like, Joe Burrow threw for, what, 7 touchdowns against Clemson in the national championship game? Justin Fields last year in that playoff semifinal threw for how many touchdowns versus Clemson?
What did Trevor Lawrence do to Alabama,
yeah,
too?
What did Trevor do to – what did Mac Jones do to Ohio State last year? Exactly. Like, and you got a guy sitting on your bench right now who's just sitting on your bench to, hey – he has talent.
Who
he has
was in the
NFL
running for the Heisman Trophy. Like, there was some talk about him, some Heisman rumblings. Yeah. It just kind of makes you wonder, man, because like I said, in that game, for me, like, Stetson Bennett didn't do anything to lose it, but he didn't do anything to win it either.
Not just that, too. Stetson didn't do it. You went down with Stetson, but Stetson's not the guy who can bring you back up out of that hole. Like, Stetson's not going to put you in a – you didn't give up 30 points because of Stetson. But Stetson's not going to give. He's not going to give you 30 points, or you can't put him on the back for 30 to get you 30 to get back in the
ballgame. There were opportunities late in that game where that defense stepped up and they bowled their neck because Alabama couldn't run the ball for a while. They couldn't run the ball,
and I think too.
And you couldn't do anything with that when the defense gave you back the ball. You couldn't do nothing with it.
It's almost like Alabama's inability to run the football was sort of their game plan. It's like, well, we're going to sell out and kind of make Georgia think that all we're going to do is pass the football here. And, I mean, they threw it damn near 50 times in that game. So, I mean, they did just enough in the running game to keep Georgia's defense a little bit at bay. But Bama knew coming in, hey, we're going to throw the football and we're going to throw it often. And
they threw it to wide open-ass receivers,
too. We're going to see if they can guard our guys.
I could have caught a couple of those passes they threw if I could catch.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's that part of it. Yeah. it's just ridiculous. It's just, I don't understand what Kirby Smart is thinking. It makes patently no sense to me. Why? He's got a blind spot, and his blind spot is he's so hard-headed. He doesn't want to believe that anybody else, he doesn't want to give in to the maddening crowd. He doesn't want to give in to what he considers to be people who don't know what they're talking about. So he rides with whatever it is, just it's like he's spiteful in that regard.
And you want to win to sort of – you want to win to show everybody that
– Yeah, you want to – see, no, I told you I was right.
I did it with the walk-on, guys. Look at what I did. I did it with the walk-on.
This is the problem I think that you guys are kind of missing a little bit. But, I mean, because you saw it. The quarterback position in college has evolved to the point – so, like, when you look at the – like, they're evenly matched at damn near every position. You know, you could probably say the secondary is a little bit, you know, behind or whatnot. But that quarterback position, because that's why there were a lot of people screaming about Justin Fields this weekend. There was a lot of people screaming about that, about what if. Like, Justin Fields wouldn't have been here in Georgia if he was here. Let's just call it what it is. But that's the problem, the evolution of that position for Kirby. Like, that's the thing that people are pointing out right now, is the fact that you don't want to evolve that position. You're trying to go into it. You're going into championship games like this with dinosaurs. And Bryce Young was the X factor for Alabama. Like, he was the X factor. They didn't look like the team that got sacked, what, 6 times against Auburn the week before?
And props to that offensive line, too.
Yeah, they blocked their ass off.
Because we played that cut coming in with the rat poison, and that offensive line had to hear for a week just how horrible they looked, and not just in the Auburn game, but on the entire season. And how this was an uncharacteristic bad offensive line in Alabama. This isn't what, you know, outside of Evan Neal, like, they had injuries, and these are the guys, like, you know, just everything that they've done this year is not up to Alabama standards. And they heard that for an entire week, and they said, all right, We're going to go against arguably the best defensive line in the country.
And manhandle them.
And they kept Bryce clean. Kept him clean the entire game. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, he got out-coached. I mean, Nick Saban does that to a lot of people, but he got out-coached. I mean, Nick Saban came up with a game plan that worked, and look, he got out-coached. Flat out just did. And he was owned again in that regard. So he's got 25 days to make an adjustment. But until he gets past this blind spot of his, I don't know. You mentioned it. You said Michigan. Some people think Michigan is favored. Right now, Michigan is playing as well as anybody in the nation.
Man, everybody, hey, listen. Everybody's talking like having this conversation all day yesterday. Don't sleep on Michigan. Mm-hmm. They can score, and they got some fire breathers coming off the edge.
They got some fire breathers.
Well, Aiden Hutchinson might be the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, he'd be
number
that
one. Number one.
If there were some bright spots in that game, I'll say this for the most part, because Alabama has a fire breather themselves at defensive end. He didn't really do a lot in to disrupt Stetson back there in the backfield. So Georgia, for the most part, kept Stetson upright. You know, he got hit a couple times, but didn't get hit as much as probably people were expecting. I guess that offensive line too.
Y'all better hope Cincinnati come loaded for bear.
Yeah, that is, I don't think that's going to matter.
Hey,
no offense, Cincinnati.
They better bring some people.
I'm glad you're there. You're the only unbeaten team, but do I really
think Cincinnati got a chance.
They better bring
a chance
some people.
Of what?
Cincinnati got a chance, John Freaky. They played Georgia tough last year.
Yeah they did.
Mm-hmm. Last year's scores are not
nobody.
This year's scores, Hugh Douglas.
Hey, I ain't convincing nobody.
Last year's scores
right
are
now,
not this year's scores,
when that
Hugh
game
Douglas.
Come around to pick, I'm picking Cincinnati.
Good for
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
Go ahead and mark that loss down.
You can mark that down now. I do what I want.
Go ahead and mark that as a loss. I got one cut I want to play here before we get out of here, guys. Shout out to the Lions yesterday, man.
They won.
Got their first win yesterday. It had been an entire calendar year since the Lions got not just a win at home.
Careful. You get a Lions coach, get mad at you for
a win total.
Are we worried about the Lions coaches, John? Yeah, we ain't worried about
them. Not at the moment.
Not in the, 2 weeks, a couple weeks we should be. But here's the WJRAM up there in Detroit. Here's where the final call sounded.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes!
Caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3-0s on the clock! This game is over! It's over!
The disbelief, but also...
Was that the NFC Championship game or something?
Hey, you know, it sounded like it, didn't it?
Congratulations to them, man. And congratulations to the coach because they gave the game ball to the Oxford school, that community where they had the –
Yeah, they dedicated the win to them. You're exactly right.
Yes.
Right.
So shout out to them for that, man. That was classic.
All right, we got a couple of questions for you about Georgia, and we are going to take – it is a Falcons Monday, but we're obviously reacting to Georgia-Alabama, maybe more so than the Falcons and Bucks this morning. And we're going to be taking your calls about Georgia. Got two questions for you that everybody got to answer here if you're a Georgia fan. I'm going to go around the room, then we're going to take your calls on it at 404-741-0929. Where we stand now, headed to the college football playoff. Morning show with John and Hugh on a Falcons Monday with Georgia being kind of number one on the board here.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clap his hands, gets the snap. He looks and throws, intercepted Alabama. Intercepted Jordan Battle. Down the left side, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Alabama!
The
The first one was a bad decision. The second one, I didn't see the safety driving. Like I said, you can't have those two plays against players like this. They made us pay for it.
Alabama Radio Network and then Stetson Bennett after the game as Georgia falls to Alabama 41-24 in the SEC title game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and now heads off to the playoff. Alabama against Cincinnati, Georgia against Michigan. And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 in the game. We're going to get into the Falcons and the Bucks a little bit later in the show. We're certainly going to get into, we'll touch on maybe on the Hawks and their tough weekend. It was a bad weekend all the way around, seems, in Atlanta. But really the number one story, of course, is still reacting to Georgia-Alabama, what we see now and what we're going to see in about a month here when we get into the playoffs here. Getting some reaction, wanted to kind of get a pulse before I ask you guys or in you, Hugh, about Georgia. And I asked the question about who should be the starting quarterback if Georgia wants to win the national title. Some of the reaction I'm getting is, it's mostly JT, by the way, but some is pro Stetson Bennett. Scott Grogan tweets in and says, Stetson's a fine quarterback, but not dynamic enough to be an elite teams. In other words, an elite team. Philip Nowicki says JT is the more talented of the two, but Stetson is one over the locker room. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. I'm not there. No. I don't know how you went over the locker room
He went over the locker room on Saturday. How'd that go on Saturday?
What does that mean? He went over the locker room.
I don't know.
Let me say this before we get off into this morning and I get irritated. That locker room stuff that folks
talk
about.
It ain't the Boy Scouts. You ain't playing friends over here. You're trying to win a title. Points.
Thank you.
Come on.
That stuff that y'all been programmed to believe about, hey, were they liking?
They all like each other.
They want to win. They like anybody who's going to help them win a football game. Guess what? Guess who played this weekend in the pros and won a football game, and they love him to death today?
Gardner Minshew.
Thank you very much, Abe. Do you see how much they love
bro,
him?
Bro, even Detroit likes Jared Goff today.
Man, come on, man. Listen, if you ain't never been a part of that locker room dynamic, man, don't talk out of your depth. Just don't do it. That's irritating.
All right, we got two questions for you. Let's go around the room. You can answer them, and then we're going to open up the phone lines 404-741-0929. Take a lot of your calls today about what you saw Saturday and what we're going to see going forward. So it's really about, this is very forward thinking here, okay? You want to talk about the game and about all the issues, or if you're an Alabama fan and you want to, you know, puff out your chest and brag a little bit.
Roll tire. Hey, man, listen, John, I got a frat brother that he, big Bama fan. Oh, man, his time, oh, my goodness. That's all you heard was roll tire.
Well, I had a guy one time said to me, ain't bragging if you can do it. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, right? Hey, so here we go. Question number one is very simple. Who starts at quarterback for Georgia against Michigan? Hugh Douglas.
Stetson Bennett.
Who should start at quarterback against Michigan?
See, John, that's a different question.
That's right. That's why I ask a different question.
To be honest, John, I'm gonna go straight full orange. I'm not even comfortable saying that Stetson Bennett would have been an upgrade. I mean, I think he might have been because of what we saw in the small sampling size and all of that. But I don't know. I don't know.
You mean JT Daniels?
Yes. Excuse me. JT Daniels. I'm sorry.
Okay. I got you. I get you now. All right. Oren, who is going to start versus Michigan and who should start?
Stetson is going to start. I mean,
he kind of like in the boat that I'm in.
Brock Vandergrift. I don't know at this point, man. Like this,
Carson Beck.
I don't mean to be like normal. Like normally I give you the butts and it's kind of funny. This one, I don't even know, man. Like,
because there's nothing like the way that you got handled, John. There's nothing that you can say that you feel comfortable saying that would have made it easier.
Here's the thing, too. Stetson is good enough, I think, to beat Michigan. But what happens if you beat Michigan and you got to play Alabama again?
Like I said, you better hope Cincinnati. You better hope and pray.
Do you just swap Cincinnati. Him out again? I mean.
Yeah. You hope and pray Cincinnati brings that thigh out.
All right, so I still need an answer, to Alabama. Oren, okay? Who starts versus Michigan and who should start?
Stetson starts. You know what? Stetson should start both of them.
Okay. I mean, just Abe, who starts versus Michigan? And
Kirby
who
Smart
start?
Is going to start Stetson Bennett. It's very clear you should be starting JT Daniels. Not even a debate. I don't know what you guys are stumbling about.
Not even a debate. JT, not only should you
That's
be starting,
you gave John
JT should have been in second
wanted.
Quarter. Not even a
He
debate.
Should have been. Like, I tweeted that.
I
tweeted that.
On Saturday. Look, I.
Well, I texted, not tweeted.
I don't mean to rub it in this early. On Saturday, I got the answer to the question I've been posing the entire season long. If you ever have to win a game with your offense, can Stetson Bennett do it? The answer is no. If you play Alabama in the national championship game, and I know we're getting past Michigan here, you're going to have to win with offense. You saw on Saturday you're not holding them to 17 points, whether Mechie's back or not. You have to win with offense. Stetson's not doing it. It's not even a debate. But here goes Kirby Smart, sticking with this guy. Have fun.
Stand by your Stetson.
How do you sit? This is the blind spot of Kirby Smart, that you have five stars like Jacob Eason and Justin Fields and JT Daniels, and you don't play them. I don't understand.
Those were
this.
At least discussions.
Yeah, I
Those
know.
Those were a lot. To me, this is a no-brainer.
I don't understand. I just
because
don't understand.
You know why, John? You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because of those same people that text you and tweet you and say, he won over the locker room. that's why. Them same
I mean, you
cats.
Got recruit five star. You didn't recruit Jacob Eason, but
them same
you recruit and you get these five stars in, and then you don't play
John,
them. It makes no sense to me.
The same cats that told you that tweeted you and said, "Hey, he's the leader in the locker room."
Mm-hmm.
Guess who was the leader in the locker room at halftime when Georgia had Alabama down when they had Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa out there. The quarterback who was going to put you in position to win. I have never in my life, in my whole entire existence and career in playing football, have ever been on a team where guys didn't roll with the guy that was going to put them in the best position for them to win football games.
Right.
They don't care who the quarterback is. If you the quarterback back there that's throwing me the ball and put me in position to win, that's who I'm rolling with. That's my guy. You know, all those friendships and stuff, that friends is friends, G, but this is business. This is business. And
talking about legacy here.
Yes, and you're talking about a missed opportunity, potential missed opportunity. But like I said, I know Abe is comfortable saying it. I don't know if JT Daniels would have made that big of a difference. I don't know. I don't know.
But it wasn't about
that's
Saturday.
The problem. We don't. I think he would have. And I think, frankly, that if you're going to hitch your wagon here to Stetson Bennett and be so bullheaded that you're not going to make the change to JT Daniels now and get him ready and say, look, in a week, later in the week, saying, look, we're moving forward. And sometime, in a week or so before the game, JT's going to be our starter against Michigan.
But let's talk. Okay.
If you don't roll with that and you don't win, and then you roll with Stetson and you don't win the national title, I can't help you.
Let's talk about that Georgia secondary and cats running free in the secondary. Let's talk about uncontested catches that the receivers had.
No question that Saban outcoached them.
What's more likely to happen in a rematch against Alabama if you start Stetson Bennett? Georgia fixing their problems on the back end, or Stetson all of a sudden becoming a 45-point-per-game
quarterback? But Abe's right, though. I mean, Abe's right, because there's game control, too, that's involved here. You may have to win that national title game, as you may have had to win the game on Saturday. You know, like we saw Clemson and Alabama play those title games, right? We're talking like the 48-46 games. You may have to win that, Hugh. Are you going to be able to do that with Stetson Bennett? The answer is no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so if that defense can't hold Bryce Young back, then you better outscore him. What other choice do you have?
See, this is the thing that I look at, and I'm like, wow. This is some of the glaring issues that I had with Stetson, is that those times where the Georgia defense did step up and give them back the ball and put you in position to score.
UGA got, three Alabama punts.
Yes.
Three Alabama
and
punts.
And you didn't get – what'd you get for it?
31-17, you had a chance to cut it to seven. You know what you did? Nothing.
Listen to these final scores for the winning team in the most recent national championships. 52-42, 44-26, 35-45-42.
Yeah. No,
you putting
score.
That up with Stetson?
Yeah, you got to score. No question. All right. Your calls, 404-741-0929. Let's react to what you saw Saturday, and let's ask the question, is Kirby Smart going to get out of his own head? Who should be the starting quarterback against Michigan? That's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.